All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, I've gotten way into buying props from movies that nobody liked.
Oh, okay. What's an example of movies nobody liked?
Well, I'm sure that you've noticed this gigantic kind of roller coaster-like contraption I have here. This is Mr. Bone Stripper from Nothing But Trouble.
Oh, the movie with the greasy baby men?
Yes, among everything is greasy in that movie. Like, if you've ever wanted to see a rotary telephone sweat, that is the movie for you. Somebody lightly misting everything with olive oil on the set.
Yeah, yeah. It was just Dan Aykroyd doing that personally. It was his passion project. Everything has to be properly lubed.
It's just in case the grays come. So I bought Mr. Bone Stripper here. And I've also bought this skeleton, and I've written the name of a game on every one of the 200 plus bones.
Okay.
And then it's going to go through the roller coaster. It's going to go through Mr. Bone Stripper. Mr. Bone Stripper takes off all your skin, spits out a skeleton one piece at a time.
Oh, and whichever piece is on the top, that's going to be the game we do?
No. Whatever piece you catch in these oversized clown pants from Double Dare.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You ever just want to do that?
Well, like, I mean, if they're throwing like pies, you know, that's that's fine. You know, if it's a big sloppy mess, that's I'm okay with that. Having 206 solid human bones thrown at me seems a little bit less pleasant.
Do you really think that you control clown pants well enough to catch all the bones?
Well, no, I'm not going to catch all of them, but like most of them are going to be shot at me and it's going to hurt.
All of them. And that's why you're going to hustle. You're going to dodge a little bit. You're just going to try to catch the one, and whatever game's written on that bone that you catch in your clown crotch,
so
is going to be what we do.
So it's like Double Dare. It's this game, but with golf rules.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And Mr. Bone Stripper and the Ted Nugent original number of the same name.
Ugh, really? I didn't know that detail. Vile man.
Yeah. He wrote a song called Mr. Bone Stripper about this roller coaster that strips all the muscle and skin off of people.
That claims the digital underground.
Yeah, they actually escaped. They got out.
Do they? Okay.
You know, yeah, they did fine.
What about the Brazilianaires?
The Brazilianaires, boy, I'm trying to remember. Somebody gets sent through Mr. Bone Stripper. Or it might just be some leftover bones because they escape
maybe
in time for the bone strip.
Just some bone remnants that accumulated on the side. Yeah.
I just got to watch it again, I guess.
Oh, lousy bankers.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I just had to watch it for the third time in 18 month period. Let me send this medical dummy here.
All right.
For the thing.
And
here the soundtrack kicks up.
All right. And yeah, just here they come. Uh-oh.
Nope.
Ow, 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 ow. All right, that was 205. Got the last one. Ow. Okay. All right.
Let me fish around your clown front.
Okay. It tickles. Right. Stop it.
What a quinky dink. The bone that I found is labeled Mr. Bones.
Oh, how apropos. We're in heaven.
It is the best cutscenes that a video game has had.
Hope you like White Boy Blues.
Yep. goodbye, Last of Us. This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Adder Suffering, the only doctor-recommended source for your daily dose of existential dread.
And this week we're talking about Mr. Bones. I think one of our first Sega Saturn games, if not the first.
How have we not done this already?
I would well, because Sega Saturn games are off limit because they were difficult to emulate. But I figured I'll put this on the schedule because somebody requested it. I'll let Gary be the one to reject it if he sees it. Like, hey, I can't get this to run, but I knew you would be motivated when you saw Mr. Bones.
Yeah, and playing it doesn't matter.
Oh God, no!
It's a shitty platform.
It's a very bad. I mean, it's worse than a shitty platformer. It's like a Sega Saturn era, like kind of FMV mixture of FMV and like CGI kind of stuff. You're running across a QuickTime file in this. It's terrible.
Yes.
But it's the best, and I really think Chaotic Wiki was the person who requested this. If you don't get far enough, this cutscene is essential viewing. I need to see which cutscene they're talking about.
I haven't seen all. I was originally stopped up by the necromancer who brings a skeleton army to life through a series of bongos. So, electro bongos.
So this is not just a story where the power of music prevails over evil. This is specifically about the power of guitars over drums.
Yes. An FMV guy, a real guy, like he's straight up like a seventh guest, is playing drums, and this brings most of the skeletons to the yard.
Yes.
Who also play drums.
They're it's like the drums of war. It's how he controls them. He believes that for pure good to exist, there needs to be pure evil. And so he is going to manifest pure. And they talk about purity enough that I start getting real uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Also,
there are 1488 bones in the human body. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah. Also, the bad guy's name is Dagoolian.
Dagoolian.
Yeah, and he looks like somebody who was kicked out of Mungo Jerry for having too wild of facial hair.
not Dr. Goolian or anything.
No,
Dagoolian.
Dagoolian.
Yeah, Dagoolian. Dagoolian brings his Skella army. It's great.
He brings his Skella. He brings his Skella army together with skeletal magnetism or skeletism.
Skeletism, yes, which is mostly bongo related. And there's one special skeleton though who is not down with it.
Everybody else has red eyes,
parentheses good and parentheses skeleton, according to the Wikipedia.
He's under the influence of good skeletism, which I would say isn't all skeletism good.
I would have thought so before this game educated me. And he doesn't want to go in for it, and it's Skell versus Skell.
Yeah.
He's resisting, and all the rest of the skeletons, who are the conformist skeletons, try to fight Mr. Bones, who loves American blues rock.
Oh, he loves specifically like the blues hammer kind of blues rock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I've been working in the fields, you know, when you've never even seen a field.
Yeah.
Dagoolian turns the skeletons against him through the power of drums, and we're off to the fucking races.
He runs until he's got amnesia because he's dead. You know, he wakes up and the first thing he says, well, he's got no brain. Yeah. You know, he looks down at himself. Didn't I used to have more skin than this? He's a real cut him up, right?
He's a wise cracker.
Yeah. An instigator, but he runs, and he is serenaded by the sound of just the worst white boy blues that you've ever heard. Somebody
incredible,
just a blind man sitting in a cabin playing his guitar, and he rolls up like, I know what this sound is, and he picks up a red Stratocaster and starts playing along, doing some just real Texas Flood kind of shit.
it's pretty obnoxious. I'm not a blues guy.
Yeah.
But even all the different genres of music I'm not a guy of, I recognize the stratification and quality.
Right. You know? Yeah.
So I'm on the record, I don't like metal music.
Of course.
I think in terms of genres of music that our listeners like, that is the one that I'm most out of sync with people, because everybody seems to love metal. But I recognize the difference between like legitimate heavy metal and like shitty mall, you know, rock, new metal stuff.
Yeah. New metal, butt rock kind of. Yeah. No, it's you can tell what they're shooting for. Right.
Yes. I can tell that this is bad blues, even as a non-bluesman.
Well, it's like, it's very specifically, you know, blues as an art form. Obviously, there are more qualified people to say, but like, if you're trying to learn guitar,
how do you figure?
I will speak from my own personal experience. If you're learning guitar, oftentimes you will, sit down and as a young student, you don't want to learn how to make bar chords, right? You don't want to know how to, it's difficult. It hurts your hand. I want a solo. The way that you get into playing solos the fastest, at least according to any guitar teacher, any book that I ever learned, is to learn the pentatonic scale, because it's just a box pattern that can go up and down the neck. And blues music is just a simple 12 bar pattern, right? That dun, 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 woke up this morning, that like you can play that. And then you can, solo along with it. Right. It is a kind of music that is kind of meant to be kind of a little bit democratized, to a certain degree. And it's meant to, sing about your suffering over. The challenge is that like that boo, Eric Clapton solo kind of stuff, a lot of people don't really go on from that, to the point where if you're curious about an amp, if you're curious about a guitar, the challenge is like looking for a YouTube like review of it, so you can understand how it sounds. That is not exactly the music that you hear in Mr. Bones.
I'm trying to imagine, this made me have a lot more sympathy than I normally have for people who work at Guitar Center.
Oh, it's horrible. Oh, God. Because,
yeah, I imagine just every time you're anywhere, just somebody's picking up a guitar and doing that.
Yeah, because, like, the pentatonic scale is just, like, a pattern you can learn very, very easily. And it works in stuff that sounds kind of okay. Lots of bends and a little bit of slides and stuff. And it's like, it just, you're playing the same five notes. And it's like a Lego, I'm not trying to be a snob, it's a Lego mix and match solo that you can just do endlessly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And more than, any kind of musical virtue to it or anything like that, it's just not my thing.
Yeah.
The good versions of this are not my thing. The bad versions of it are not my thing.
No.
What is my thing is that you run into a mausoleum and they give you a title card that says the mausoleum. And instead you're on a gigantic plank where a bunch of skeletons are hanging out on the other side of it doing the wave. And yep. You have to avoid the skeletons while shooting beams and catching butterflies.
Yeah.
It's chaos.
It's complete Calvin ball. You're dropped into this is like the entire game has a little bit of the vibe of a music video that plays behind a cut rate karaoke.
Yes. Kind of thing. Or if you've got a really cool strike.
Yeah. Like, God, what I want is just for like a 4-hour Lars von Trier movie to go, and at the end it just shows like the three strike things up and shows the score. The entire thing was just a strike video.
They should show I think that they should do strike videos in more triumphant situations. Like you should get a strike video. Like I want to, like, I don't know, paint a self-portrait and then have my life cut to a little CGI version of my head on a bowling ball that, like, goes in and knocks over a bowling pin and then
explodes into the cosmos, and you see just the fire of creation as the planets come together and keep zooming out. And it's revealed to be just one molecule in your face that screams as it turns into a flower. Yeah.
Yeah. That turns into a bowling ball that knocks over some other pins. I really like a real long walk when it comes to a strike video.
And it needs to be fractal. It needs to contain itself many times within.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As a video game, this is frustrating because it is, you are just kind of doing a 2.5D platformer, walking over a MP4. When you talk about it being Calvin ball, so like you get hit by things, the skeletons throw blue things at you. Sometimes they throw bones at you. When they hit you, they take a portion of your name as your health bar.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Brown 2, Brown's daycare, where he's like, how many boys you got here, Brown? And he's like, some. Like, that's what it reminds me of. Cause it, like, it just does some damage. There's not really like a rhyme or reason to it.
Yeah.
And you like butterflies to get some life back.
There's some movie from the 80s that I never saw, can't remember the name of, but there's a joke about a guy who gets like, he stress eats, and he eats somebody's birthday cake, and like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, he ate the Oni, because the guy's name was Tony. You know. That's just a joke my dad said. I have no idea what movie that's from. But
eating the Oni.
Yeah.
What it's like eating an Oni.
Yeah. But you know, you take a hit from a femur and you lose the ness on the end of Mr. Bones. Mm-hmm. But you don't just lose health. Bones can be knocked off of Mr. Bones, and that reduces the overall health cap. So you're taking two different kinds of damage, which means that if Mr. Bones completely falls apart and you do not pick up the other bones to reconstitute him, you will die anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. But you can survive as like just, you know, jumping around on one leg.
Oh, you can be a skull bouncing around on a spine.
Yeah. Pretty fun. If only you were put in a good game. Mm-hmm. It's a real fun idea though.
Yeah.
The game has a really mixed reputation. I think it's because it's so like, if you look at it, it's so just fucking incredible. Mm-hmm. Makes Skeleton Warriors look very tame. but in fact, it is horrible.
Yes.
It's not very fun to play.
It's real. I mean, like the Sega Saturn had a bunch of shit like this. Maybe a little bit more functional, but like this is where you get Bug and Clockwork Knight, you know?
Clockwork Knight, dude. The Sega Saturn's a wretched system. The Dreamcast-esque like reappraisal of it hasn't happened, but I'm waiting for it.
It's one of those ones that like I think it got its reputation with fighting game people, and that is enough of its own silo to where it kind of like that is not broken containment. Like it's fighting game people and shmup people who fucking love the Sega Saturn.
Yeah big shmup system.
Yeah
Which is also kind of a Dreamcast thing, but not shmups, but it's like a specific genre specialty.
Yes. Yeah,
you know, like they're absolute sickos who go to bat for the RPGs that are on the Dreamcast, but generally it's
you know
like arcade style action games.
Yes. Yeah. You know, you want your Power Stones, you know, or like the Samadeo Amigo, you know, like Sega arcade rarities brought home, arcade oddities brought home kind of stuff.
Yeah. 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 I like how you can find freestanding after you lose your bone parts. If you don't stop and pick them up, you can find freestanding other bones, which makes Mr. Bones the blues man of Theseus.
Yeah. I think that the last part of him is always his head. So he can always just put himself on top of whatever bone he wants. There's a real limitation of the imagination here, because like if it's just any bone that's attached to him that becomes a part of him, he could put him, you know, turn himself into a Godric the Grafted style monstrosity.
I was just going to say, like, there's nothing that doesn't turn him into one of those bone dogs from the catacombs.
Yeah.
Or the Tomb of the Giants. Dark Souls 1.
Our Bone Ball. Come on.
Yeah, Bone Ball. Way into it.
Yeah.
Playing this made me think about Skeletrex and his Bone Brigade.
Yeah.
It just really put me in a really comfortable spot.
Yeah, yeah. No, I want to look at Slack here. You sent this to me at, let me see. it was 12:17 a.m. my time, so you were playing this at 9:17. The sun was very well down at this point, but you sent, Mr. Bones is killing me, I'm so happy.
Yeah. it's just the beginning of it is just, it's really a powerful mission statement.
It really is. You know? And there's nothing to it.
Yeah. It's very unfortunate. It's real weird to watch the CGI people interface with the FMV people.
Oh yeah.
Like when you find the old blues, you know, blind bluesman, and then this like cartoon insurance commercial skeleton comes in to like talk to him, you know, trying to sell you skeleton insurance.
Of course. I mean, how else are you going to recoup your losses if your skeleton gets flooded?
In the event of catastrophic skull failure.
Oh, of course. You know? In case of bone failure.
Yeah. No. We talked about, or go ahead.
You need to keep running electric current over his teeth every 5 seconds because of bone failure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Even though it's from the horrible transphobe shitty thing, we've talked about Skeletor. Skeletor is from Harry Potter. At one point in the Harry Potter series of films, he loses all his bones.
Oh, that's fucking Quidditch. Horrifying. What?
It's really horrible.
How did he lose his bones playing Quidditch? Isn't that like broom soccer?
It is broom soccer. Somebody cast a no bone spell on him.
They let a kid learn a no bone spell?
They did. And his arm gets all rubbery, like Mr. Fantastic, because he has no bones.
Oh, I mean, obviously.
You know? And it's not excruciating. Like, that would be, seems like the most painful thing in the world.
Well, let's see here. Your lungs really rely on there being ribs in order to function.
Yeah, they love ribs.
Yeah, like your diaphragm has to stretch across them bad boys in order to create the pressure.
The thing that brings him back to life is a nurse gives him this bottle I'm putting into your Slack. Right here.
Let's see.
And here. He drinks this. And this makes his bones come back. It's the best part of any of those movies.
Yeah. So is this the actual prop that they use in the movies?
This is like a recreation. If you want to have your own bottle of
Skele-Gro. It didn't signal that I supported the creator of that, I would enjoy having this bottle.
I would love to have a Skele-Gro thing if it didn't. Yeah, I don't want to give any money to Monster Earth Lady.
Yeah, but no, it's a white bottle. The top of it is like the rib cage, and then the actual bottle cap is a cackling skeleton. Mm-hmm. Head, a cackling skull. Something about this that I thought was funny. So they were animating Mr. Bones. I think Mr. Bones moves and looks pretty good for a game of this era, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, facial animation on it's pretty good. It's, you know, it's fine. It's a skeleton, right? You're not doing skin or whatever. However, there's always that thing. Like, have you seen the image of like the two skeletons, like leaning up against a pillar. It's supposed to be like after an apocalypse, but it's supposed to be like, oh, it's a couple that died together in this atomic bomb or whatever. It's two skeletons. But in order to make it entirely clear that it wasn't two guys, the one of the skeleton had bone breasts put on it.
I didn't, but that's delightfully stupid.
Yeah. It's like, we need to make sure people don't think this is two guys. We make sure it's not a gay couple. So we need to put bone breasts on here. So it's, so it's clear. They do something not as, you know, offensive as that, or, you know, like just as like, you know, dumb, but still they need to have him talk. So he has bone lips that move like skin. It's not actually notice if you're looking, you usually watch a video when Mr. Bones talks, his mouth animates as though he had skin as lips, because they did not want to make it so as a skeleton would do. It just goes,
yeah, you know. Skeleton cannot talk.
Yeah. Skeleton can't talk. You know, he's got no tongue, but the jaw only goes up and down.
Yeah. I mean,
this is all moot because he does not have lungs. There's no pharynx, you know.
Yeah. And then you get that awesome scene in Divinity Original Sin 2 where you challenge the skeletal philosopher about that. You know, and you're just like, yeah, but how are you talking? You don't have lungs. And you just make him explode because your philosophy is better.
Yeah.
What a game.
Just kind of like, yeah, no, just yeah. It is only your belief holding yourself together. Like, oh no, it's a centipede's dilemma. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah. What else about this?
Let me see here. I'm going to send you I need to send you the image of the bone titties. One moment.
Yeah. You do.
There's a know your meme page about it.
Bone titty. Oh, them's, it looks like a bone wearing a bone bra.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But it's like, it kind of attached to the scapula. It is quite strange. That particular form of gay panic, I would say bone panic, which is a different game. That'd be a
Dreamcast game, I think.
Bone panic. I love bone panic. It's got the clavicle controller, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This makes me think of like a cool barbarian lady who uses the skulls of her enemies as a bra.
Pretty good. Like that.
Yeah. Pretty slick. Yeah. Like it's cups, you know, we use skulls as cups, but not as D-cups,
you know? No, the skulls of her enemies become goblets for her bounty.
Yeah. You know, and because like you suckle on them bone titty.
Mm. Yeah. Something about calcium. I can't quite connect the dots there, but
yeah. Boy, you know what I almost said?
let me get my hands over the marker button. Okay, what'd you almost say?
Wonder what bone pussy feels like.
I don't know if is that the most ghastly thing we've said? Do I cut this?
No, you don't think you have to. I think that it's implied with a lot of the bone body parts and lungs and stuff. It's right. Just a beautiful part of the human body.
Yeah. So it's a different kind of bussy.
Yeah, I love to have sex with her cartilusy.
No. Yeah. No.
Osteoporosis. Like, I bet you it doesn't feel good.
Well, I mean, it's, I'm not here to yuck any yums, but come it's, on. But it's,
let's do it.
But
let's
it's go. Hard. It's,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's minerals. Very stiff. Skeletons is just the rocks that hold us up.
It's like, yeah. It'd be like fucking something in a abused milk.
You know? It'd be like fucking a pipe organ. Come on, dude.
Yeah. it's not great. Yeah. You know? Not saying I wouldn't try it. You know? Like, I think that, you know how couples sometimes have those permission passes?
We need to roll that back. Not like I wouldn't try it. Hey, Gary, you're talking about necrophilia with a creature that can't exist.
Well, then it's not really necrophilia if they can't exist. You know how couples have those exception things? Like
hall pass.
We're faithful. Yeah, we're faithful. But if Gerard Butler ever decides he wants to have sex with his housewife,
yeah,
that's going to be okay with the house husband.
Yeah.
I need to get an all-purpose skelepass. My girlfriend.
That's between you and your partner. I can't give you a blessing on that. I think
I'm not asking you. I'm saying I got to get one in general.
Okay. Okay.
Not from you.
Okay.
Like I don't think it would hold up in the kind of arguments we'd have if I was like, Cole said I could do it.
I like this with me being some kind of like Eddie Haskell kind of figure. Come on,
Dean
come
thought
on.
It looked cool. Yeah.
just a real bad influence that's just like creating.
I don't want you hanging out with that Ross boy anymore.
Yeah.
He's always getting you skeletusy.
Oh, that damn Ross kid. It's kind of like how I'm slowly trying to radicalize some of my family members so they become Moonies.
Yep. This guy, like, once you go skeleton, you never go.
Yeah. Once you go skeleton, you never ride a Peloton.
Yeah. No, it doesn't really work. I'm watching a long play of this, and as you get further into this game, it gets harder. It seems like
it was already a pretty hard
most
game.
Of your time, yeah, discombobulated and just picking up random Ship of Theseus bones.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a real poor get poorer kind of thing, because as you get disassembled, you can't jump as far.
Mm. Yeah. And they introduced doors that you can only go through if you have a specific shape.
Ugh.
Like, you have to be missing this much femur to go through this door.
I don't care for that.
No, that seems obnoxious, because you can dissolve yourself at will if you like, and yeah, pick yourself back up.
It's just a button that blows you apart like a crash test dummy.
It's pretty great, honestly. I'm so torn on this game, because it's not fun to play, but boy, I do like it.
No, what we need is a remake.
We totally need a remake.
Oh, we don't need a remake.
I would play the remastered version of this.
It would be the same shit.
Yeah, but still, though.
Huh?
Done.
Okay.
Still do it.
Yeah, you swayed me.
Yeah, just try. Yeah, twist my arm. Twist my arm bones.
Yeah. God, I'm just poking around in related projects, just through like Wikipedia. The creator of this also worked on another Sega Saturn game called Three Dirty Dwarves.
I'm familiar with the Three Dirty Dwarves. I remember seeing ads for that.
Oh, it seems like a real classics of game kind of thing. I know nothing about the Three Dirty Dwarves besides being put off by that that name and concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They also a video game I really want to do. I might fast track for the show. The developer, not the creator, did a video game called The History Channel : Crusades - Quest for Power.
That
we gotta do more games sponsored by the History Channel.
That was published by Activision Value.
Yeah, Activision Value. So we're not even trying. We tried with Ultra Games. We're not even trying anymore, though. Just to disguise our thing.
Yeah. No, there's a couple things here. They did they developed a Genesis game called Techno Clash with EA. Mm-hmm. And then there's a Psygnosis game they made called Metal Fatigue.
I hear that. And they did the port of Demonstone. Forgotten Realms Demonstone. Well, that's a good game.
Yeah, that one. It's like the Lord of the Rings Two Tower game, right? You play as
It's basically just like a pretty generic action RPG, but you're Dritzed.
Yeah. Well, no, you get to play as Dritzed in one chapter.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the big highlight to me, was that you're Dritzed.
Well, yeah. No, but you play as like you can kind of trine between a fighter, a mage, and a ranger, I think, something mm-hmm. like that. Yeah.
No. Those games are cool. Yeah. Viva Zono.
Viva Zono.
This company.
Viva Zono. Yeah.
Yeah. The fact for this by BP Galway has an absolutely badass ASCII skull at the top, which I'm real into it.
It's de rigueur. Mm-hmm. You need it.
Yeah. Do a good job.
The ASCII art became a little bit less impressive to me when I realized, like, in the mid-2000s that there was just a generator that people were using, you know?
Did you ever try to make your own?
I mean, like abortively, yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
No, it was easier to do ASCII typography, you know, to make, like, big letters using slashes and stuff. But that's a, you know, but I look at this, like, this is badass, but like there are just basically using ASCII characters as dithering, that like, unless this person is some kind of genius, I don't know that it would take a lot of trial and error to exactly show that this is, you know, the contour of the bone.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's just whoever did the software, I salute them.
Yes.
And you know, necessary. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty fun fact, too. It's pretty complete. Mm-hmm. It talks about like hidden audio tracks and different region differences.
Yeah.
Like quite a few. Pretty neat.
Yeah.
So good job.
Good
guy.
Good job. It was he says it's this was their first walkthrough, begun after defending Mr. Bones a lot on the Usenet group, rec.games.video.sega. God, Usenet.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody had to do it.
Yeah.
And defend Mr. Bones' honor.
BP Galway. What else have you done, BP Galway? Oh, just a bunch of Sega stuff. Gunstar Heroes. Yeah. Choo Choo Rocket.
Well, as a Sega Usenet person.
Oh, of course. Yeah. They had a thing. I want to give a special demerit. Let's do a portrait of shame on Roybot, who came to the Game Facts message board 11 years ago to promote their Mr. Bones playthrough with commentary. Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
Absolutely shame. Yep. No shame there. This is where we're coming up at the end of the episode. I'm just going to say this because it's of interest to Abject Suffering listeners, even though it has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Okay.
We're at the end of the episode, so you know, I'm starting to feel a little poorly.
Okay.
But they put out today the quasi-sequel to Thief Simulator came out.
What?
American Theft 80s.
I didn't realize. I thought they were working on Thief Simulator 2. Is that what they decided to call it?
I don't know. I don't know what the relation is between the two. But it looks like a more robust version of Thief Simulator that takes place in the 80s.
Wow.
Just came out today.
Oh, that was bad news. Oh, not this weekend. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a lot of Children of Mordor to play, but I am going to play this for a while.
Yeah, no. No, this looks pretty cool to me.
It looks awesome. It has you bending a hanger to create a little thing so you can slip into a car to unlock it with a little latch. Like doing an 80s period piece for thieving is really smart because you don't end up with like all this high tech bullshit.
Yeah, you don't end
up. You know, Thief Simulator gets lame when you start running into house alarms and high tech cameras and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Limiting the technology is very smart.
Oh, this this developer. It's the Thief Simulator people. This developer is. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. That's why I said it's like the sequel to it.
Yeah. Nice. They're just looking at theirs. Just so many good simulators. That is secretly one of my favorite genres, I think.
Me too. I love this developer.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like when I was listening to GFW radio and they were talking about how, like, you know what? Now that I think about it, PopCap is a real developer and I love all of their games.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of realization, like, yeah, Bookworm Adventures is actually awesome.
Oh, yeah. How anybody like looked at the company that made Peggle and tried to keep like gatekeep them, gerrymander them out of video games because like too many women played them. Dire time.
Well, especially for like the kind of games that were coming out that weren't Peggle.
Yeah.
At the time, you know, so it's like, oh, you're not playing Resistance. You're not a real gamer.
Yeah.
And like, you know, history does not look that great on that.
No, no.
Yeah. So, stop recording so I can play some American Theft 80s.
American Theft 80s. They're selling it in a bundle with Thief Simulator as part of the Thief bundle. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you want this. You know, if you're listening to this, a strong recommend.
Mm-hmm.
What can people do if they like this show, Cole?
Well, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv by kicking us some money, specifically $5 a month. They get 2 bonus episodes of this show per month, in addition to a whole bunch of other stuff. Whole bonus shows like Bonfireside Chat and Unfilmable, full versions of the premium episodes of Watch Out for Fireballs. And at $25 a month, you can pick a game for us to cover. Mm-hmm. And that is what Chaotic Wiki did. Thank you for bringing Mr. Bones into our life. And thank you for your support.
100%. Chaotic Wiki. Yeah, we appreciate you very much. Ratings and reviews are also very helpful. Telling your friends, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Things of that matter. What can they do until next time, Cole?
Until next time, decide whether or not to hack to edit out the part about bone pussy. Jeez.
Don't edit out bone pussy.
I'm not gonna edit out bone pussy. Yeah. It just made me real gave me the jeebies.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
But we know about
a bone mama in the Skeletrax thing.
Mm.
They lay a bone egg. That implies at least a bone cloaca.
Mm. I'm more comfortable with a bone with a bloaca.
Of course you are, bird boy. Like, your whole problem is you're more comfortable with cloaca than pussy.
Wait a minute. I didn't say that.
But it's a weird, secretly mean thing that implies like a whole Lars and the Real Girl-esque backstory for you.
Yeah.
I just welcome you to Marwyn.